I guess you're right by Sostafranis. This is Syrup Moose Radio, and we are. I figured out something that I wanted to talk about, something that actually weirdly came up at my job. So, folks know, in February here in British Columbia, we had a horrific mass shooting in Tumbler Ridge. This is something that I'm sure folks know listening is not super common here in Canada. And so it's had people on edge pretty much across the board. It was not too far from where I live currently. And you know, there's a definite sense of nervousness around right now. And the thing that was brought up to me is something I've seen reporting on over the last few weeks. Haven't really talked about it or dug too deep into it, mostly because honestly I didn't want to talk about this anymore. But you know, I also kind of have to, I think, given what this show is. And so what we're going to talk about today is ChatGPT, and family members from Tumbler Ridge, family members of victims are suing OpenAI, who made ChatGPT. So I have made my feelings about AI very clear over the course of doing this show. I think it is. I think if the ethical concerns were not enough, the environmental ones are disqualifying, and I stand by that. So it sounds like what happened here. There was sort of the uncovering of some. Of two ChatGPT accounts from the perpetrator of the attack in Tumbler Ridge. It sounds like they were expressing their desire to do what they did and possibly planning it using ChatGPT as a sort of confidant, which is wild to think about, but that's where we're at now. They were initially banned from ChatGPT for the things that they were saying in 2025, but they were able to just make a second account. And at no point were police notified about the usage and about the things that were being said. According to ChatGPT, you know, it didn't meet the threshold for reporting or something. So, yeah. So I guess essentially what the allegation is that OpenAI, ChatGPT, knew this could happen 7 months before it happened. And that is sort of the basis on which they're suing the company. Now, I think that a chatbot made this happen? No. I think the person who did this made this happen. However, it is interesting that it says here, this is reporting from BBC, it says that 12 OpenAI employees reportedly flagged the post as indicating an imminent risk of serious harm to others and recommended Canadian law enforcement was informed. Instead, it is alleged that the request to contact authorities was rebuffed and the only action taken was to ban the account. So kick the can down the road and don't get too involved seems to be ChatGPT's move here. So what kills me about it, too, is that once the shooting happened, ChatGPT reached out to authorities after the fact, and they called that proactive action. So they said that they proactively reached out to the RCMP after this attack happened. That's not proactive. That's retroactive. That's reactive. Something happened and you responded. You did not proactively do anything. So I think the folks over at OpenAI need to maybe hold off on giving themselves that much credit. So people at the company were concerned. OpenAI says this is an unspeakable tragedy, but continues to exist anyway. So there's a lot here. a lot of really complicated stuff to unpack here that I don't feel necessarily qualified to unpack. Like on the surface, it makes sense, right? Someone had concerning behavior. ChatGPT knew about it. They should have taken action. But it also makes me curious as to how much information does OpenAI have when you're using your ChatGPT account about you? How much is being farmed about you? There's a lot there that is troubling and bizarre and dystopian, I think. So, you know, it kind of remains to be seen what's going to happen here. I personally don't have a huge amount of faith that anything meaningful is going to happen. CBC reporting, there's a story here by Sharia Kshati, says, when should AI companies alert the police? What the Tumblr Ridge tragedy reveals about the regulating AI. And what they mention here is that OpenAI, there are currently no regulatory framework around AI in Canada, which means we don't have laws about it. We don't have anything we don't have a framework to work in. And the really troubling thing here is that most of the people who are going to be responsible for that don't know anything about it anyway, because we, like most governments, have a bunch of elderly people in government who don't understand the technology that they're making rules about. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting story to follow and see what the consequence is. I would love to see ChatGPT fuck right off, frankly, but we'll see. We'll see. Yeah, like I said, there's a lot here that, you know, that the 2 hours that I have with you isn't really going to be sufficient to break it all down. So I'm not going to pretend that I'm an expert here. I do think there is an element of looking for some explanation for what happened. And I don't know that this is the explanation, but I understand the impulse to want it. And I do think that there is some complicity on the part of OpenAI. So, yeah, I don't know. We got to do something. We can't just let AI companies do whatever they want. That I know for sure. All right, we're going to move on here. I got a song by Sophia Nolan called Tutenva. I believe that is the right pronunciation. I apologize to my Quebecois listeners. Anyway, this is Sophia. I hope you enjoy it, and we'll be back after this with some more of my super smart rambling.
Ça ne vaut pas la peine d'essayer de recoller le cœur que t'as brisé. T'auras beau m'appeler, te mettre à genoux, tous ces mots doux, je m'en fous. Tu m'avais promis l'éternité, rempli de belles fleurs et de baisers. Mais tu es parti un après-midi avec ma meilleure amie. Toi, tu ne comprends pas que l'amour c'est pas comme ça. C'est bien la dernière fois. Baby, baby, tu t'en vas, c'est bien fait pour moi. Des gars comme toi, j'en ai plein les bras. Tu t'en vas et ne reviens pas. Non, 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 non. Tu t'en vas, c'est bien fait pour toi. Des gars comme toi, j'en ai jusque là. Tu t'en sous prendrai les clés de ma liberté. Ce soir, j'irai danser. Toi, tu ne comprends pas que l'amour, c'est pas comme ça. Et c'est bien la dernière fois. Baby, baby, tu t'en vas, c'est bien fait pour moi. Des gars comme toi, j'en ai plein les bras. Tu t'en
H.R. Geiger counter by Revoke, and before that we heard Sophia Nolan with Tu Tien Va, and we are here on the Syrup Moose Radio. I hope you're having a lovely time. It's been a good show so far. I think we're nearing the end of the first hour, and we've already done two song premieres. We've talked about some of the horrible things going on in the world around us. It's a pretty pretty standard episode of Syrup Moose Radio. If this is your first time listening, I hope you have enjoyed it, or at the very least gotten some enjoying out of the music. And you know, that's that. Well, in the second hour of the show, usually I will talk a little bit about the media that I have been consuming over the last week, so you have that to look forward to. There's also some more music, but first, let's do one more song here. Then let's do one more song break, and then I'll chat a little bit more, and then we'll be done for the hour. That's pretty exciting. This is a band called Peace Breach. The song is called Time Flies, and we're gonna check it out right now. Time flies here on Syrup Moose Radio. We are approaching the end of this first hour of programming. So time does fly in a way, doesn't it? It's my cheesy radio banter for the day. I want to share with everybody an announcement. It's very exciting. We've announced it formally now. Myself and Funner, who I mentioned I would be playing a show with this coming May, on May the 8th, we now have a second show to announce on, I should have had it, I don't have it in front of me half the time, I just don't, but with that said, here we go. So the next thing that we have to announce is Drone Day 2026. Did you know there was something called Drone Day? Because I also did not know there was something called Drone Day. So on May 30th, 2026, there is a day called Drone Day. And essentially it is a communal, a day of communal drone where people will get together and play drone music wherever they are. And we happen to be doing it here in Hazleton, BC on the 30th. There is information and all that stuff on Facebook and over at themarsh.ca. You can email Funner if you would like to have a spot, and for if you, there are some empty spots, we would love to have other performers. You can also email them for the location. It's secret, kind of. funnermusic@gmail.com for the location. and you can find out more about it at droneday.org. I'm very excited. It'll be a unique kind of show for me to do, and I look forward to giving it a shot. Apparently, drone is a harmonic monophonic effect accompaniment where a note or chord is continuously sounded throughout most of or all of a piece. So it'll be some fresh stuff from Megafauna. My set, I've got a set at 7. Funner is on at 4. Starts at 12:30, but we'll see kind of how it all goes. It's an all-day thing, apparently, is the vision for it. So you can, again, find out more about that at droneday.org. And I hope you, if you're around, you'll check it out. And if you are not, maybe have a drone day of your own. I think that would be pretty cool as well. Oh, okay, folks, we got one more song to get us out of this hour. This band called One of Us. The song is called Enziguri Girl. And we're going to come back and maybe talk about video games and wrestling. How does that sound? Sounds fun. All right, One of Us on Sirup Moose Radio. You are listening to Sirup Moose Radio, a show from 93.9 FM CICK, located in Smithers, British Columbia.